During his telephone conversation with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Wang Yi underscored China's firm stand on promoting the elimination of nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula and the safeguarding of regional peace and stability. Both sides agreed to maintain communication over the issue. Wang Yi also exchanged views with his French counterpart Laurent Fabius on Thursday. The Foreign Ministry of China has also issued a statement calling for an early resumption of the six-party talks to solve the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue. Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying stresses that it is the only effective and practical approach to solve the issue. The peninsular nuclear issue has existed for quite a long time and is very complicated. China insists on finding a solution to the issue and each side's concerns within the six-party talks framework. Realizing denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and maintaining the peace and stability of the peninsula conform to the common interests of all parties concerned and are of each party's responsibility. These calls for concerted efforts of all parties.
The spokeswoman confirms that China contacted the North Korean embassy in China right after Wednesday's nuclear test, adding that the test hampers normal development of relations between China and North Korea. On Thursday, leaders from Japan, South Korea, and the United States held separate talks on the issue by phone. The three countries are seeking closer cooperation and to push for a firm response from the international community. The UN Security Council has already held an emergency meeting and has started work on a new UN resolution against North Korea's nuclear bomb test. China says it will take part in those discussions. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying.
China took a constructive role in the consultations. As a permanent member of the UN Security Council, China will participate in the follow-up discussions organized by the Security Council and work to promote denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula, prevent nuclear proliferation, and safeguard peace and stability of Northeast Asia.
South Korea's military has issued its highest alert in frontline areas and has announced plans to restart broadcasting across the border today. More civilian assets, including unnamed reconnaissance aircraft, anti-tank missiles, anti-craft defense systems, and radar, have also been deployed at 10 locations. The broadcasting, which was halted in August, is expected to escalate tensions on Korean Peninsula as Pyongyang denounces the practice as a direct act of war. Seoul is also planning to restrict the entry of workers into the Hisan Industrial Complex and Inter-Korean Factory Park. For CRI, I'm Yu Honglin.